Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1040, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting thing in reference to, just backtracking again, we said that in reference to the what bracha comes first. So if one item is in the refrigerator and the other item's on the table, fine. So I could eat the item on that table, make the bracha on that. Or even if various different items are in front of me, if I'm not interested in eating all of them right now, I don't have to eat up everything on the table, right? It's just because there's a halacha of what bracha comes first. It only applies when one wants to eat everything there, and then there's no real reason to change in any way. So then there is a halachic status for every food, which one comes first, whether it's different brachas, like we mentioned, right? Mazonos going down the line. Hamotzi, Mazonas down the line, and Shivas Haminim, and the Pasuk, and so on. Fine. But now, it's an interesting question, brings down the Dirshu, quoting actually the Mishnah Berurah from Simen Kuf Samaches, that, fine, if you have two things in front of you, you're not interested in eating both, we understand. But let's say you have a case of, let's say I have two fruits in front of me, and they're both, let's say, from the Min Shiva, or maybe one is from the Min Shiva, one is from the Min Shiva, one is not. Let's say I have grapes, for example, and I have an apple. So I want to eat a fruit. Every day I have my fruit. You know, it's a lot of people have such a thing. Every day I make sure to have my fruit at a certain time. What fruit I have, it doesn't matter. I like grapes, I like apples, I like various different type of fruits, and they're on the table, they're in the basket, or whatever the case might be. But now the question is, I only eat one fruit, right? They have over there grapes, I have apples, I have oranges, but I only eat one fruit in this sitting, in this time. So which fruit would I like to eat? So if I want to eat the apple, there's no chiyuv for me to make a bracha on a grape, even though you'll say, 1 second, the grape is from the Min Shiva, make the ha'etz on the grape, but I'm not interested in eating the grape. I want to eat the apple right now. I'm not eating a grape. So then I could just make a bracha on the apple and, I eat the right amount in the right amount of time, and then I make my bona fides and that's it. I'm not interested in eating grapes. I don't badafka have to eat the grapes. But let's say I just eat a fruit and for me, it's all the same. If I have the grape, fine. If I have the apple, fine. I'm interested in eating the fruit. I like them all the same. And to me, it's no difference. It's not a question of chaviv over here. It's not a question of chaviv, meaning like, you know, if I have, let's say, apples and oranges, so chaviv meaning halacha lemaisa chaviv, what is more desirable to me. So I'd rather have apples and oranges, and they're both on the same level, nothing from the Shivas Haminim. So I like better apples, so I'll take an apple and I make the ha'etz on the apple. If I'm eating both the apple and the orange, I'll make the ha'etz on the apple because that's chaviv to me, right? That's important. Or if it's sholem, we spoke about, if it's a complete fruit and one fruit is not complete, so that also I would take the sholem, I would take the complete one. But now the question is, I'm only eating one fruit. And the fruits are in the basket. There's grapes, min shiva, there's apples. And to me, it doesn't make a difference. Either one, I could take the grape, fine. It'll be wonderful the same way. I could take the apple, wonderful the same way. So the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, if that's the case, for Hosef Shem, he says, I'm just reading from the Dirshu Ois number 6, where he's quoting the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was talking about different types of bread, but Lamais is the same thing pretty much. He brings it to Ois number 6, quoting from the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samaches, Sif Aleph over there. Just to read the lashon of the dirshu, v'hoisef in our siman reish yod aleph. Of course, our siman is reish yod aleph. The dirshu number 6. That's where the dirshu was found. Number 6 in reish yod aleph. Okay, v'hoisef shem shem istaber dehainu shehainu dafke imrei tzelechol ela me'echad mehem. Right, I only want to eat one, right? I bedafka want an apple now, so there's no chiyuv for me to eat a grape just because it's in front of me. I bedafka want an apple. I will imrit seinay shava lechol mizeh, but whatever. I want to eat one fruit. It doesn't matter. I could eat a grape. I could eat an apple. I want to be mekayim, you know, gezunta hate the mitzvah of eating a delicious fruit right now, so it doesn't make a difference. Ushnei munachim lefanav. They're both in front of you, right? They're both in front of you. So he said, in other words, the grape and the apple and the orange, but one of them might be the min shiva, which takes precedence, right? And I want to eat any one of them will fulfill what I need. Even though you don't want to eat from both of them now, but it's either one will be good, right? It would fulfill what I need. Lachol mizeh oy mizeh shnei munachim lefanav. Av sheni reitz lachol mishnei miyachad. It's a mitzvah min amuvchar. He says it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. Livsoya al hamukta mepasek oy al shar hamailis. No, in other words, to take the, he's talking again about the bread, same thing by the fruits. The mitzvah would be, it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. Mitzvah min amuvchar, one should try and take the one from the min shiva. In the case again with the breads, I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now. We have to talk about that still. But let's say you have fruits in front of you. So good. So take the grape. It's a mitzvah min amuvcha to take the grape over here because of the fact that it's a min shiva. Because whatever. Either way, it would be good. You have the grape in front of you. We always try and take the one that's higher up. Okay, I just want to end off with the reading straight up from the Mishnah Berurah because he's quoting from the Mishnah Berurah. And again, it's in Siman Kuf Samaches. We get a different angle a little bit in Sif Katan Hey, Kuf Samaches Sif Katan Hey, where he quotes that Mishnah Berurah does a dishu. Afal Pishu Lefanav Hu Muktam Bapasak Aichaviv Aichashav, right? So again, he's talking about two different types of bread. Zainichayav Lechol Mimena Bishvil Hagdamazu. So he says, V'chein Legabi Din Kadima Beperis. Same thing with the halachas of which peris, which fruits come first. Right? She'im Ein Kulam Lefanav, they're not all in front of you. Oy She'ein Daita Lechol Mikulam, or they are all in front of you and you're not interested in eating all of them. Ein Shaykh Bezed Din Kadima. The halachas of which one comes first do not apply. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Mistabra, the Dafka, im eine reitz alachol, elame echad. Again, that's Mistabra, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if eine reitz alachol, elame echad. A person only wants to eat one of them. In other words, he only wants to eat the apple, for example, right? Avlimber, it's eine shava, hu lachol mizeh. Mizeh, it's the same thing, either this, either that. The shnei menachem, in other words, I'm getting one, but either this, either that. Avlimber, it's eine shava, hu lachol mizeh. Grape is fine, the apple's fine, either one will fulfill what I need. The Shnei Menachem Lefanav, and they're both in front of you. Even though you don't want to eat, you don't want to eat both of them together. It's either the grape or the apple, right? Mitzvah min amuvcha, he says. Mitzvah min amuvcha. So again, it's not that you must do it like this, but it's hard to say. But it's a mitzvah min amuvcha. It's a nice thing to do. Livtsoya al hamuktam bepasek ushar hamailis, to do it to make the bracha he's talking about again in bread, which bread to take. Same thing would apply by fruit, says the their halacha. So we try and take the grape in this case because it doesn't make a difference to me either way. Why not have the mitzvah min amuvcha? Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Kol tov.